My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about why organic traffic is a balance of amazing content and SEO.
Okay, so when you're thinking about organic traffic, a lot of people look at organic traffic and just mean like, I want that traffic. And I want that traffic and I'm going to end up creating content around it so I can get that traffic or landing pages. And why we say it's about amazing content is it's actually not that hard to get quote unquote traffic. The issue that you're going to find is the SEO traffic doesn't convert. Amazing content isn't content that just gets traffic. It's content that converts people into customers or leads. And that's the tricky part when it comes to quote unquote generating a lot of SEO traffic from content. It's you'll find that over time you get a lot of traffic, but the traffic doesn't really convert into leads. You're like, oh, I tripled my traffic or I increased by 30%. Well, I'm to your sales and leads. Didn't really go up. Well, all right. Well, then you got traffic. It doesn't matter if even if it's irrelevant. If it doesn't convert, it doesn't matter. And amazing content is about converting those visitors into customers or leads and not just quote unquote getting traffic.
Yeah, you know who I think does a really good job of this? Let's use some practical examples here. So our mutual friend, Brian Dean, also known as Backlinko, he writes really data-driven long-form pieces of content that you don't see elsewhere. And you know, his goal is to try to convert more email subscribers. And he drives a good amount of traffic to his SEO-only blog, right? And he decided to start an SEO blog when it was already a very crowded space. So he understood that, hey, to make amazing content in this space, I have to go 10x or I have to create power content. And in order to do that, maybe I have to collaborate with other people. Like they did a collaboration with ClickFlow. And they got unique data out there. And you know, that's how he's been able to stand out and build a very strong business for himself. And so that's one example. Another example of this, we've talked about grow and convert in the past. If you type in pain point SEO, that's a good example of how you could create amazing content and drive either more leads for your business or just more emails in general, because you're more so focused on creating bottom of the funnel or middle of the funnel content, right? Where it's you're targeting high intention keywords like, you know, reviews or alternatives. And then maybe the page that you create on top software reviews for a particular industry, it's the best one that's out there, right? And that's going to drive a lot of conversions, right? So typically what happens is if you're able to 10x or you have unique data, then you're going to be able to create that amazing content and at least make sure that you have those critical call to actions, because a lot of people forget about that stuff.
Yeah, no, totally. And when they end up forgetting about their stuff, it just really ends up crushing them in the long run. So, you know, just keep that in mind when you're creating the content, trying to generate the traffic.
All right, marketingschool.io/training. If you want to start or grow your dream business, we've got a couple secrets in there for you, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.